Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm very excited about my guest. I have Rick Applewhite with me today. He is a physical trainer. And, you know, I met Rick, gosh, it was probably about 6 months ago or maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
But we started talking and he's got such a passion for helping people to really understand how to physically move and strengthen themselves physically to reduce injury and to have optimal overall physical health. So I want to thank you for joining me today, Rick.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. When you gave me the call, I was like, I'm excited.
I know.
I'm glad that I'm doing this with you this
week. Right. And I love your energy.
Thank you.
So I have to just share a little story. My husband was, he had injured his shoulder, I think golfing or something. And I had just met Rick and he said, listen, you know, just have him reach out to me. I'll send him a couple videos that might just help him get back into the swing of things, so to speak, right?
Yes, yes.
And he did, and it was so helpful. And I just thought, wow, I like the way you operate,
Thank you.
Share with our listeners and our viewers a little bit about how you got into training.
I got into training. It was something that I've always done ever since I was younger.
Okay.
You know, football, basketball, baseball,
right.
Boxing. Almost any other sport that you could think of, I pretty much played.
Right.
But as I got older, I went into the area of sales.
Okay.
Sales working for a corporation in telecommunications. So I started to see that when I went into sales, I started to gain more weight.
Okay.
I started not having the same type of energy and
okay.
vigor out of life. And then I deduced and I said, this is the reason why, because I'm not eating right, because I'm not exercising.
Right.
So then once I started that, I was like, you know what? What about I create a company that just helps people to get healthy
okay.
while they're working at corporate?
Right.
And then when I started thinking along those lines, I pitched it to a school, one of the for-profit schools.
Okay.
And they actually took me on for a semester.
Oh, fabulous.
And then I pitched it to a Fortune 500 company. They took me on for another 2 years. And
okay.
then after that, I just said, it's time to just start training people.
Right.
And exercise life, don't allow life to exercise them. That's pretty much my motto.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you start out in one area of work and then life experiences lead you to your passion.
So true.
Do you feel like you've arrived at your passion?
I think it's still evolving.
Okay.
You know, I remember
yeah.
one of my leaders, one of my mentors in Texas, I listened to him. He mentors me online, even though he doesn't know it.
Right.
But he said, if it's not the thing, it's the thing that will lead to the thing.
I see.
You know, so I'm
right.
still believing that I'm still
That's
evolving
your...
to lead into that ultimate thing that I want to do. Because
right.
I think purpose evolves until we leave this earth.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
I'm still trying to find that.
Yeah. And every day we're learning new things, right?
Yes.
So, Rick and I actually were talking about ihavefigurefacts.com and I've had some apps on iTunes and that kind of thing. Rick is getting ready to launch
yes.
an app. So why don't you share with our listeners and viewers a little bit about the app you're getting ready to launch?
Oh, I'm smiling as soon as you talk about that. I'm so excited because what we were trying to do is going into corporations, as we spoke about before, Roberta,
yes.
is that seminars can only do a certain amount of things. You know, they get people excited for about a week or two.
Exactly.
Maybe a month if it has good follow-up.
Right.
But you eventually the employees end up losing that motivation and the company is not there to drive the deliverables.
Right.
With the app, we're working with insurance brokers like Aetna's and the Blue Cross is a Blue Shield. We're looking to get in partnership with them
okay.
so that we can actually take their employees and say, these are the right foods for you to eat. We
right.
track all of their right foods
right.
and we send those analytics to the insurance brokers.
I see.
So that they can get a deduction off of their insurance every single quarter. And not only that, most of all, they're being healthy. We have lower absenteeism.
Okay.
You have lower chance of obesity. Better marriages, happy morale. It's just all those things are accompanied together with eating the right foods and exercise.
Right. I think when you're physically fit, you're eating healthy,
mm-hmm.
You are managing stress in your life.
Yes.
Whatever that looks like for you. You're going to be a healthier individual. You're going to be a more productive individual on the job. And I think that ultimately makes the bottom line look better for your employer.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I agree. I just think that companies, sometimes they don't see the necessary benefit of that.
Right.
Because if you're producing.
Yes.
You know, in sales, we have to produce. You
right.
have MQAPs, QAPs, you have to produce.
Exactly.
If you produce, they didn't have anything to say about you. But we're looking for those companies to say, you know what? We care so much about our employees. We want them to produce, but we don't want them to get burnt out in the area of producing.
Right.
We want them to produce for us for the next 10, 15, 20, even 30 years so that we have lower turnover and so that our employees actually feel happy. They're actually excited to be a part of your corporation.
Right, right. And I think what you do and what I do as a dietitian, there is a synergy
yes.
there, because absolutely healthy eating, hands down, makes a huge difference in your overall health.
Very true.
Right. But if you are not physically moving your body on a regular basis, we talk about this all the time. You know, the guideline is that you move your body at least 150 minutes a week,
yes.
right? And that's maybe a mix of cardio
yes.
primarily, but then there's strength training and there's flexibility training. So I've talked about that on other podcasts, but what I wanted to focus on is, you know, do you know anything about the stats when it comes to corporate wellness?
Yes.
You know, what does that look like for the employer thinking about bringing on a program that encompasses training, physical training, and a dietitian working with their employees, maybe one-on-one
yes.
or in group sessions, whatever they opt for? But what do some of those statistics look like?
We've seen some amazing correlations between actually eating healthy and working out, and in terms of performance at the job as well. The American okay. Psychological Association has a number of different stats out there by it. Actually, when they started to incorporate the actual fitness portion of going to a gym and actually using that for their employees, they saw absenteeism decrease by about 35%.
That's fabulous.
That's not with eating right. That's
right.
just with
that's
going
just
to
with
the
physical
gym.
Activity. Okay.
With physical activity. So you have people who are going to the gym and then they go home, no pun intended, but they have fast food or
right.
anything like that. I'm not going to name any
yes.
names.
No.
But
they're just eating stuff that
yeah.
maybe is not the healthiest.
Beneficial
yes.
for them, because
right.
we know food is not just calories, it's information.
Right.
You know, so we're seeing that 35% absenteeism is decreased. Employee morale went up by about 56% when the company actually invested into the health and wellness of their employees. And there was another statistic out with depression. There's a lot of undiagnosed depression in these corporations.
Absolutely.
Also.
Yes.
And they have, a statistic came out and said that 48% of symptoms related to depression decreased when people actually worked out, when they actually took care of their physical and their mental and their spiritual health, all of that in together, when they took care of those things, mainly it's the physical health,
right.
that 48% of those symptoms decreased.
Right. So they need time on, you know, around maybe breaks on the job and that kind of thing to be physically active, move. And what that does is reduces cortisol levels.
Yes.
Stress on the job builds cortisol levels up.
Yes.
And the physical activity increases endorphins. Those
yes.
feel-good hormones in the body that help you to de-stress.
Yes.
I mean, I've even talked on the podcast about breathing. Like, just breathe, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when we get stressed, we're like breathing really shallow, right?
Yeah.
It's all up here, and we're not fully oxygenating the system. But I wanted you to share with our viewers. And so for those of you listening in, I have Rick in the studio, and we are videotaping it today. But he is going to share verbally what he's doing, but also for the video, he's going to be showing our viewers some techniques for proper sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us sit on the job. Maybe you're behind the computer, you are, you know, a programmer, or you're like my husband who's an attorney and he sits for hours on end
yes.
Putting documents together. So, you know, a lot of people don't even think about, oh, I know how to sit. Right?
Yes.
But Rick was sharing some things with us earlier that I was like, wow, I don't even think about that. But maybe just that thought. So go ahead, share.
It will spawn something. What we do, we have to think about being fit in every single thing that we're doing. We were having a conversation earlier
yes.
that if you make any movement and it's not an engaged movement, it's a lazy movement.
Okay.
And if you make a lazy movement anywhere in your body, you're leaving yourself susceptible to certain injuries,
okay.
such as knees, such as ankles, such as lower back injury. Lower back injury, 70% of people that go to the doctor without a chronic disease is going for lower back injury.
Right.
Lower back pain.
Oh, you hear about it all the the time, right?
Yes. So,
and with the diet, we talk about how can we decrease inflammation?
Yes.
You know, we were talking about basil, and it has anti-inflammatory properties, and so does ginger, and there's certain compounds, spices, herbs, and stuff that have those benefits to the body. But also, just movement, proper movement,
yes,
is a huge thing. So why don't you share with our viewers and listeners how to properly sit when they go to sit in a chair.
All right. I know everyone tries to be cool and sit. Now I'm just playing with that. But what you want to do is when a person is actually sitting in a chair, and I brought my suit today, perfect exercise here. All right, so
make sure you have room in your suit to sit properly.
I'm making sure I'm good to go.
Right.
So sit down in the chair. Most people that I see this throughout the day, they sit down in the chair. Their first movement is a forward movement. Then they prop themselves back. Now, as you're younger, you're not going to think about that's an incorrect movement because your body can actually deal with that. But that is an incorrect movement. What you want to do when you sit down in the chair, you want to keep your torso up, your chest up. You want to engage your hamstrings and engage your glutes as well.
So what does that mean? Do I have to squeeze them?
No, you don't want to squeeze them. It's kind of engagement. When you squeeze, you tense up.
Oh, okay.
You lose your oxygenated buildup throughout your muscles.
So okay.
You don't want to tense up. You just want to be engaged.
You just want to just be aware of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
Aware that those muscles are there. And you want to keep that chest up, engage, sit down through your heels, and sit down on the chair.
Okay.
By doing that, you worked out your hamstrings, you worked out your glutes, and you actually worked out your midsection as well because you had to keep your body aligned when you sat down.
So you worked your core, you worked your abdominal muscles and everything.
Everything. And now you're not going to have the lower back pain because you don't have that tilt that starts lower back pain.
Right.
In the lower lumbar area.
Okay.
You prevent from any type of pelvic tilts as well. And pelvic tilts is like when one leg is shorter than the other.
I see.
And then you have a lot of people that develop like arthritis in their hips and different things of that nature because they were improperly aligned.
How about people that like to sit on the edge of their seat?
I love sitting on the
I know, I do too. So is that a good thing or not so good? If you have proper form, I guess it's
proper
fine.
Proper form is perfect.
Right?
That's what this is here for. This back right here is to teach us proper form, but still it causes for us to lean back.
Right.
What I like to do is anything that I'm doing, whether I'm sitting up talking to someone, whether I'm eating, whether I'm reading a book, I want to stay engaged.
Okay.
So if I sit on the end of my chair, I'm staying engaged. I'm using my lats. I'm using my pecs. I'm using my chest. I'm using my abs as well. I'm staying engaged. I just don't want to be right here with a lazy move.
Yes.
Because that's when you have, like, it's called upper cross syndrome.
Okay.
In which your shoulders roll forward.
Yes.
And now as you get older, you start to bend over a little bit more. Osteoporosis.
Yes. Exactly.
You know? So you want to prevent those things, align your muscles and align your bones.
Right.
And when you're staying engaged, you're actually paying more attention to the person that you're talking to.
Right.
And you're preventing from injury in the future.
Okay. So basically, just to wrap, I would say that number one, corporate wellness is a huge plus for your employees.
Yes.
But also for the employer.
Yes.
Because you have increased production from your employees. You have happier employees.
Yes.
Less depressed employees,
yes,
potentially, right? And just more engaged. And we're all about optimal health in the corporate arena. But we spend so much of our time at work.
Yes.
Right? So it's so important to make part of your day focused on being physically active. And also, when you're sitting in your chair, make sure your shoulders are back, you're sitting up straight, and you're engaging your muscles when you sit down, right? But I think also, just looking at corporate wellness for your company, we have Live Right, really getting ready to emerge. Figure Facts, going into corporations, doing seminars on nutrition, and having that balance between information on how to best fuel your body for good health and weight management, as well as how to be physically fit with Exercise Life.
Yes.
Was the first company that Rick Applegate started, right?
Yes.
So anyway, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you for listening in and viewing. I'm Roberta Gennaro for Figure Facts for Life. Please check us out on Facebook at an Instagram at Figure Facts LLC, all one word. Please like and subscribe. And then, Rick, where can our listeners and viewers go to get more information from you?
Great. You can actually go to our website, which is liveright.app.
Okay.
Liveright.app. Or you could send an email directly to us with Exercise Life. It's info@exercisedlife.net. We will have somebody respond back to you promptly and answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, fabulous. Well, thank you for listening and viewing. I just want to say, check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Figure Facts LLC. That's all one word, FigureFactsLLC. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening in to Figure Facts for Life. I'm Roberta Gennaro. Ciao, ciao for now.